and I just record us, so we're all set. Okay, so this basically is an update. And the table that I'm updating is the drive table, or a version of the drive table. I've got too many versions of these floating around. So I've got the drive table, and if I run this, whoops. I really will get this to line up right. Okay. So there is a particular record. If I click on show, then it shows me the entire grid down below. Okay. So I've got the first record and I've got all the other records on the grid below. Okay. If I want to add a record, I first clear things out. Or actually, before I do that, let's do find. If I want to find a record, I can type in 300, which is the key, and then I can do find, and it finds a record. Okay, so it finds the record that I'm looking for. If I want to add a record, again, I clear it out. I put in 600, whatever, whoever, and I click on add, and it's now there. If I were to leave right now, however, I haven't changed the database. It's a two-step process to change the database. So I actually made this button to say change the database. I also have it such that if I click on the exit, it will ask prompt me about saving the database. Okay, so if I click on the X, it comes back and says commit changes to the database. And when I say yes, it's now committed. So if I now run this again and do the show, the 600's there. Okay, so it's a two-step that I've saved it. Okay? Then update lets me make changes. So if I go in and I want to change this to 2000, I can say update, make changes to the record, yes. Okay, and then if I want to delete this record, or actually I can do it up there too, I can say 111, and then I can say remove. And it says delete this record, and I say yes, and so it's gone. And then if I say change the database, okay, and then I probably shouldn't have had it go out, but I still have it, just in case, commit. Because the change I could do periodically just to make sure that I was saving the stuff before I was ready to quit. And if I come back in and do a show, it's been changed to 2000 and the 111 record was deleted. Okay, so I think I've clicked on everything. Next brings up the next record. So if I click on next, I move forward to the next record. And just go through this. I don't have a previous. That would have been a good thing probably to put in. But I don't have a previous on this. Okay, so this is a basic update that does a lot of bells and whistles on it. So I define, don't forget, you need to have the imports. If you don't have the imports, it's not going to work. And then I defined in it a bunch of things, the currency manager, a data table, the connection, the adapter, builder, etc. Okay. And the builder is something I want to put in when I'm doing updating. And then I've got a strings down here. And I did it in a very conservative way so that I saved things so that I could bring them back if you decided not to delete. I basically saved things, and that's what those saves were for. Okay. When I did the form close, okay, it gave me, I put up that message that shows. Okay, so when I did the form closing, which is if I click on the X up there, the form closing comes up and asks to commit changes to the database. If the result is yes, then I do the update. Otherwise, I put out a message. Okay. And I close it up. So that's the closing. In the loading, I set things up. So I have my connection string. I have my select statement. I do the connection between them. I put in this builder that is allowing me for updates, and I use the data adapter drive to do the building. That's something you add in for updates. And then I've got, and this is kind of interesting, the file schema. The file schema is something that when you define the database, you have fields that are required and fields that have to be numeric or something like that that you set up. The file schema follows that map. So if I put that in, then it looks at that table and says, okay, any requirements that you have for the data going into the table, I'm going to meet as we're putting this together. And so it follows the map of the database, which is kind of neat. Then I defined current row as the current row, and I said, okay, fill the text boxes. So I filled the text boxes. So when I run this, you can see the text box is filled. The grid isn't, but the text box is filled. So that's where I was filling the text boxes. Okay, is in that statement right there. Then I'm adding a record, okay? And so I'm saying new record as a data row. I'm going to add a record. And I'm trying to do the add. And so I'm going and saying make a new row, put in the information into the new record, into the fields for the data. Now, if I run into a problem because it is already exists, because when I actually try to add the record, if it already exists, then I put up the thing that says already exists, the add is canceled. The other try was if I ran into other problems, like if I tried to put in non-numerics for the contributions. So if I ran into other problems, I was going to get the invalid data. So again, if I run this, okay, so I'm going to clear this, and I'm going to try to add 300. And it says 300 already exists, so the ad is canceled. So I'm looking at the update that's on my page. Okay. So this is giving me the message that it already exists. Okay. If I change this to, I think I was at 700, and click on add, it will add it. That's not what I meant to do, but that's all right. And if I click on 800 and I leave everything else blank and say add, it comes up with that invalid data. Okay, because I didn't have fields. And I'm trying to remember what the problems would be. So if I put in AAA here, but I left those blank, it says invalid data. Actually, I should do that. And if I put in BBB there and add, I'm still getting invalid data because it needed to be a numeric. So those needed to be numerics. So when I put them in as BBB, I'm getting the invalid data. So there were two problems that I could run into with the ad. One was that I wasn't putting in good data. And the other was that it was a duplicate. So I really have here a try nested within a try. So that I'm looking for good data. And I am looking for it not to be a deep database. So I'm going to say OK. I'm going to clear it out. I'm going to show. And there's the 700 that I put in. And if I... Okay, I've got to do it up here. Okay, so remove. Delete this record. Yes. And it's gone. And for a moment there, I couldn't remember whether I allowed it to go down in the grid or not. But the grid I'm just doing the show on. I did the calculations up there. And so now I can change the database. Okay. So that's the ad. The fill text boxes goes in and takes the information and puts it into the text boxes. Okay, so when I said up at the beginning, fill text boxes, it was executing this command and was putting the data into the text boxes. When I say button show, I take the grid and put the information into the grid. Okay, so that's taking the information and putting it into the grid. The change does the update, so it just updates the data. The next does the row index business of moving forward and changing the positions. The clear clears the fields, and I don't quite know why I did that, but I did. I must have been looking to make a separate procedure, but I actually put that in a separate procedure rather than put the code there. And it just shows that I can have it in a separate field and say go clear fields and put it there. And if I want to use it other places, and maybe I did, I don't honestly remember. As I said, I wrote this 5 years ago. So every once in a while I look at something and say, why did I do it that way? But that's why. And the find goes in and does a search to find a particular record. And it tries to find it, and if it can't find it, it comes back and says it doesn't exist. So it's doing a find. And then it goes in the filled text boxes if it finds something. So if I run this and I say, I want you to find drive number 345, it comes back and says, drive number 345 does not exist. Okay. If I come back and say, I want 500, it finds it and it fits it. Then remove, deletes it, and I give a second thing there. If the result of the dialogue equals yes, then so that I can double check them in their deletes. Okay, so if I want to delete 600, I'm going to put up here 600 and click on remove. And it comes back and shows the record and then says delete this record. Okay, so I put up the message box that says delete this record. And if I answer yes, then I do it. If I answer no, it stays. Okay, so if I say remove, and I say yes, delete this record, it goes away. If I say no, it stays. This is the change, the database that actually does the actual change. It goes in and actually does the change. And then remove is the one where I'm deleting. When I did this, I said, okay, I want to give it a chance to restore the data. So if I decide I don't want to make changes and there's a problem, the restore data will bring the data back that I've kept. Because I've already started to make the changes and I've already moved what's in the text boxes to the rows. And then if I say update canceled, okay, it goes down and does restore data. And that's where I said I put everything in the save. So I have a save data, and in the save data, I take the information and put it in the save data. And when I restore, I say, okay, take the save data, put it back on the form. So I basically hold it and then I restore it. And I'm not sure that was necessary, but that's one of the techniques that I used. Questions? I think this is something you need to go over.
It's a lot of built-in stuff.
Right. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to basically, you can use another model that you find or this model, but I'm going to say take a table and do it. So you can modify this if you want to work with any other table. I happen to think you learn a lot by going in and modifying something that works and make it work for a different table. So take any table that you have and go in and modify this, and I think as you're doing that, that will force you to look this over and really see where the problems are or where the good stuff is and what you don't understand. And that you can take a couple of weeks to do and just kind of move it in, because it's going to take a lot to go through this, and I think the best way to do it is to go through it and modify it so that it works for a different table. So I did it for the drive table. You can do it for any table you want that you have. It just can't be the drive table. Okay. Because if somebody handed me this and said, do you have any questions? I would say, you got to be kidding me. You know, where are the questions possibly going to come from? And until you go through it, I don't think you will. Okay. So that's where we stand at this point. Okay. So, on the homework, I have been getting and I'm going to end up giving people partial credit for it. I just went into the wrong course. That would help. In number 10, I'm getting a lot of people giving it to me, and they use the wizard. Okay? I want you to do something similar to the grid program I coded and one of the simple text box I coded. Show data from your data. You need to write the code rather than use the wizard. So I've got examples out there that use a grid, and I've got examples out there that use text boxes. I just want, for number 10, I just want the simple, you do the same thing that I did, jazz it up as much as you want, but all I'm asking for is that you write a program that will produce a grid and then write another program that produces simple text box. And those, I think, were the first two or three that we went over from this. Okay. So that's what I'm looking for on number 10. And as I said, I've gotten quite a few in that use the wizard. Okay, I'm not basically asking you to do much of anything with the wizard. You can, I want to see the code because the wizard's fairly well explained in the book. And it's a bunch of click things.